Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Yud in Maseches Shabbos, the 172nd daf in Shas. We pick up on the last word on Kof Tes Amabez. The Gemara is discussing different types of remedies, and the Gemara continues with another remedy. Ahu Bar Kasha de Pumbedisa. There was someone who was appointed by the king to be a guardian in Pumbedisa. Ditarke Hivya. He was bit by a snake. Havatlasar Chamare Chivirasa. There were 13 white donkeys that were pregnant. Bipumpadisa in Pumpadisa. Keep in mind the end of yesterday's daf that said that a treatment of a snake bite is placing a fetus, a donkey fetus, on the bite. Vishtakhu Karinu Lakulu. So they took all 13 of them and they tore them open to get the fetus. Why did they do all 13? Vishtaku, the Gemara earlier said, oh, you only need one. Trefa. It turns out all of them were trefa. Havoichada bahu gisa de Pumpedisa. And they tried to go to the other side of Pumpedisa to get another fetus of a donkey. Adazli maisila. While they were going to get it, achla arye, a lion ate the donkey. Abaye tried to figure out why the fate of this person who was bitten. Rashi adds on the first Rashi in our Amud that he was a Jew. He wasn't just simply appointed by the king, but he was a Jew. Why was his fate so dismal that every single attempt for medication did not work? Amu Abaye Dilma Chivya Drabon and Tarke. Maybe he violated the words of the Chacham in Delesle Asusa, and this is the reason why he didn't have medication. Tosis explains that the speculation is due to the fact that there were so many opportunities for medication, and it seemed that Ki'ilu, God was foiling every opportunity. Dichsiv, for not having medication, he was being punished based on the pasuk in Koheletz, Uforetz Geder Yishchenu Nachash, that those who break boundaries will be bitten by a snake. Abaye was speculating that he was in violation of following the words of the Chacham, and the pasuk in Koheles is applied many times to those who violate the words of the Chachamim. That is the reason why he was bitten. Amrulei, they said to Abaye, you got it. In Rebbe, that's correct. The Chinach Nafshe de Rav, because what happened was once when Rav had passed away, Gazer Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna had instituted the Lekel Dumtaya Asa Vigidme Leve Halula Bitavla, that you couldn't dance in front of a Chosan and Kala with a Hadas and with other date branches because they were Mamayit Besimcha for the during the year of the Ptira of Rav. Vazel Iu, and this fellow had gone Amte Asa Vigidme Leve Halula Bitavla Tarke Chivyo Mes, and for that reason he was bitten by a snake and died. The Gemara gives us other stories about snakes. Hayman dekarche chivya, someone who has a snake wrapped around him. Linchos lamaya should go to the water. Velischof dekula aresha, and he should lower the basket above the head of the snake. Velahad kimine, and encourage the snake to climb into it. V'chisalik ilave, and when the snake goes inside, lishti lemayer, he should quickly throw water into it. V'lislik v'lese, and then immediately run out of the water and leave. The Gemara continues, Hayman demikane bechivya, someone who has a snake chasing after him, ika chavre b'aydeh, if he has a friend with him, lirkava arma garmide, he should ride on his friend's back. It seems that the snake was chasing after him, particularly because, as Rashi explains in Divrei Maschil de Mikni, that the snake smelled him. V'loi lishaver nigra. If he doesn't have a friend, so then he should jump into a swamp of water, and hopefully the snake will not find him. V'lo, and if there is no swamp for him to go into, liaber nara, he should cross a river. Ubalaila, and if it's at night, Lusve Lipurya Arba Chavisa. He should place his bed on four barrels in order that the snake should not be able to climb up to him. Vinigna be koichve. And he should sleep in an open area under the stars. Rashi explains so that the snake not climb on a roof or ceiling and then jump and attack him. Vilesa arba shunre, and he should bring four cats. Vilisrinu ba'arba kari depure, and tie them onto the four legs of the bed. Vilesa shachve vilishte hasam, and bring branches and things that make noise. The chisham ekale, that when the snake climbs on them, the cats will hear them, and achlile, and then they will eat the snakes. The Gemara now continues with some strange things about snakes. Presumably, most of this Gemara is based on the idea that's found in the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis by the Nachash and Chava, that the Nachash had a desire to have relations with Chava, and sometimes a Nachash, a snake, will chase after a woman for that reason. Says the Gemara, five lines before the wide. Hi Yissa, there was a woman, the Chazia Chivoya, that she saw a snake. Excuse me, I said five lines from the wide, I meant 10 lines up from the wide. She saw a snake, Velo Yoda, she didn't know, Iyav Daita Ilava, that if he wanted, his das was on her. Rashi claims that this is in regards to Tashmish, Ilo or not. Ulayov Daita Ilava, didn't want. Tishlach mona, she should throw her article of clothing v'shadyo kameh in front of the snake. Imuchruch ba, if he climbs inside daite ilava, that's a simon that he wants to go after her. V'lo lo yav daite ilava, and if not, then he's not interested in her. The snake is not interested in her. Maita kanta, what should the woman do? Tishamish kameh, she should have relations with her husband in front of him. And see, it showed, Kiilu the snake, that she's not interested in him, and the snake will become Mo'us by her. Ikudami others say, no, Koshkein the Takafle Yitzre. No, he's going to have more of a desire to win her from her husband. El Tishkel Mamze, but rather she should take her hair, Umutufre, and her nails, her nail shearings, Vitishdebe, and throw in front of him. Vitayman say, Tishtana na. And this is some type of expression that is supposed to chase the snake away. Gemara now continues with an even stranger story. Hayissa, there was a woman, Dayal Bechivuye Lefsa'ua, that there was a snake that had gone inside of the woman into her uterus. So we put a comma by Dayal Bechivuye Lefsa'ua. So she should spread apart her legs, v'lusvua atarte chavyasa, and sit on top of two barrels, v'leisi bisra shamina v'lishte agume, and bring fatty meat and put it on top of coals, v'leisa agona dischale, and bring a basket full of plants, v'chamere sachna, and wine that has a good smell, rechasna, v'los asam, and put it in that area, and should mix the wine and the growth together. And a woman should hold on to her prongs in her hand, that when the snake comes out, she should grab it. That the snake will come out based on the cell. And she should grab the snake and burn him in the fire. Because if she wouldn't go so far as to burn him, so then hadar ilava, the snake would come back. Our Mishnah that we had learned on Kof Tes Amabez had told us that you're allowed to eat things that are used for refuah on Shabbos because it's not obvious that you're doing refuah on Shabbos. It's only the obvious refuah that is going to be asur. Analyzes the Gemara, Kol Ha'eichlin Suyemai. What's that coming to bring out when it says Kol Ha'eichlin? Answers the Gemara, La Suye Tichol. That's coming to be to include Lishinayim, the spleen that is eaten for the teeth and makes teeth better. But since it's done aderech achila, it's mutter. Karshinin beans libnei meayin for the intestines. Kol amashkin kol is coming to include what? Lasuye man lasuye may tzalfin bechometz. The water of a caper bush. Tzlaf is a caper bush that has many different parts to it, as described in the Gemara in Brachos Anaf Sam Lamid Vav. When it is soaked in vinegar, that it's also eaten the refuah. It will be permissible on Shabbos because it's eaten by health people, by people for health as well. Not only health people, but eaten by people for health as well. Amale Ravina le Rava. Ravina said to Ravu, Ma lishtos me raglayim. What is the halacha of drinking urine bishabbos? On Shabbos is one allowed to. From this Gemara, it seems that there was a tradition, a medicinal tradition, to drink urine for medicinal purposes. In fact, the Mordechai is quoted from in the Mordechai and Shin Pei Gimel as being of this opinion. Should be noted that I believe when I was a child, I was taught that urine can be poisonous if it is the initial stages of the urine, the first parts that come out. The first parts of the urine tend to have the poisonous chemicals that were inside the body. However, afterwards, it is not dangerous, and it seems from our Gemara that it was drunk as a refu as well. Amaloi Timino, we learned, Kol Mashkin Shosa, you can't drink all drinks. Umeraglaim lo shasi inshu. However, one cannot drink meraglaim on Shabbos, and the reason is because it's not normal to be drunk outside of refuah at all. We learned in our Mishnah that you can drink kol mashkim chutz mi mei dekalim, except for the water from a palm tree. Tanina, we learned, chutz mi mei dekarim. There are some who say that the girsa is from the water of the deker. The Gemara says there's no contradiction. Man titana mei dekarim, when it's called mei dekarim, shem dokrim es hamara, that they stab and push out the bile that's inside of the intestines and push it out. And those who call it the water of the dekel tree, sheyotzim min shnei dekali, because it comes out of two palm trees. My mei dekalim, what exactly are the mei dekalim? Amar Rabba bar Broina, tarti tzloi ikah b'marava. There are two types of date trees in Eretz Yisrael. V'nafkeina demayim mibinayu. These particular trees had a spring that would come out from out of them. Kosa kama merape. The first time you drink it. In other words, it wasn't literally the water of the palm tree, but it was a water source that emanated between these trees. And the first cup heals. Idach, if you drink a second one, mishalshel, it causes diarrhea. V'idach, and a third, keicha da'ali hachi nafki. The diarrhea becomes so thin, it becomes like the water that came inside. Amar ula ula seledi shasi shichra de bavloi. I drank the beer in Bavel. Umali minayu, and it helps for intestinal difficulties even more than the water of the dekel. V'hudularagim be arbe yomen. If it only works if you didn't drink beer for 4 days. Rav Yosef Omer, what are these mei dekarim? Zeisam hamitzri. A type of concoction, which the Gemara spells out what it is. Tilsi sa'ari, one third of it is barley. V'tilsi kurtami, and a third of it is what's called karkom. V'tilsi milcha, and a third of it is also salt, and they're roasted together and then ground. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, it's not one third barley. Tilsa chiti, it's a third of wheat. Tilsa kurtami, it's a third of korkum again. Vitilsa milchi, and it's a third of salt. Visimanach, and the way to remember it is with the expression sisnoi, because that name, sisnoi, a utensil that used to hold dates, has two of the letters as samach, which reminds us of the letter sin, which reminds us of sa'ari. V'shasle ben divcha la'atzarte, and he drinks the zeisam hamitzri between Pesach and Etzeres. Divcha la'atzarte. Divcha is a way of saying Pesach. Dekomit, that someone who has constipation, mirapile, he will become healed. Urdrafe, and someone who has diarrhea, come it late, it will harden him. So Zesim HaMitzri is successful in that regard. The Gemara analyzes what we had learned in our Mishnah about those things that one is allowed to drink on Shabbos. The Mishnah had given us another example of something that cannot be drunk on Shabbos because it's a refuah, and that was kos ikarin. The Gemara asks, "Mao kos ikarin? What exactly is this?" In general, the expression ikarin is often used for a drink that causes a person to become fertile. Now, presumably, we were talking about a type of refuah. Generally, that's not associated with a kos ikarin, so the Gemara will elaborate and answer that question as well when describing the kos ikarin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Laisi, the way kos ikarin is first made is the following. Bring miskel zuzi, the weight of a zuz of kuma Alexandria, the sap of the trees of Alexandria, umiskel zuzi kavya gila, and the weight of a zuz of something called gila. See Rashi Ksubis on Ayin Tesam Ebeis that tries to be masbir this phenomenon. Umiskel zuzi kurkuma rishkuma, and the weight of a zuz of karkom that grows in a garden. V'lishachkinu ba'adei adadi, and grind them together, and it depends on who you give it to, what type of effect it will have. Lizava, if he gives it for a zava, to salve an abnormal flow of a woman. Tlasa b'chamra, if you mix these three things in wine, v'lo miyakra. Then in such a case, it will not cause her to become an akara, because the wine dampens the effect. Uliyarkana, but if we're talking about the sickness that causes a person to become green, train b'shichra, so then in such a case you should mix them in, two of them, of the above, in beer, umiyaker. However, that will cause the individual to become fertile and not be able to give birth, because the beer is not as strong as the wine in affecting the adverse side of making the person infertile from the above ingredients. Lizava tasa b'chamra v'lo ma'akra. However, if when it's given to a zav, we said if it's put in these three minim into wine, then it will not make the individual zav akara. V'loi laisi tlasa. And if he doesn't have these three minim, so then bring kapizi, three kalim, called kapizi, that hold on to three lugin, bishamke parsai, with large Persian onions, v'nishlok b'chamra, and soak them in wine, v'nashke v'neimalei, they should give him to give the zava to drink, and say to her, kum mizavach, get up from your zav, v'lo, and if these ingredients are not available, losva precious drachim, have her sit in the fork of a road, v'linketa kasa dechamra biyadeh, and let her hold wine in her hand, v'leisi inish me'achor v'levasa, and a man should come up on her and scare her, v'leimala, and say to her, kom mizavach, let you should be healed from your abnormal emission. The Gemara now continues and gives very many different options of the above solution for zav. V'lo, and if they don't do this, the next best idea is leis buna dechamona. They should bring a fistful of spice called kamon, uvana de merika, and a fistful of karkom, uvana de shablilta, and a fistful of what's called tilson, v'nishlet b'chamra, and they should put into wine, v'neishke v'neimala kumizavach, and to give her to drink and say, get up from your abnormal flow of zav. V'lo, and if that doesn't work, lacy shisin shaya dina, should bring 60 covers of wine and soak them in water. V'lishpaya, and she should rub herself on that water. V'lemalai, and say again, kumi zavach, let it take you out from your zav status. V'lo, and if that's not done, lace pashtina, you should bring a type of grass that is spread out on the ground, it doesn't grow high. V'lishak b'chamra v'lishpapay, soak it and cook it in wine, and then she should rub herself with that water. V'neimalei kamizavach. V'lo, if that doesn't work, leisi charnuga di'igasa remisa, they should take large grass that grow within the thorns. V'liklein, they should burn it. V'lispe b'shacheke b'kitna b'kaita, and they should take that ash in a flax clothing in the summer. Kaita is the summer. V'shachek damar gufna b'stava, and the wool that's used in the winter. In other words, it seems to put the ash inside those clothing. V'load, if that opportunity doesn't pose itself, l'chrei sheva biri, they should dig 7 holes. V'likli bu shabishta yalda d'arla, and you should burn the branches of arla, from a tree that has arla. V'linkita kasa d'chamra biyada, and she should hold a cup of wine. V'lukme meha v'lo sve'aha. V'lukme meha v'lo sve'aha. You should make her stand on one side of the trench and then on the other side, moving her back and forth on all of the 7 ditches that we mentioned earlier that are dug. V'akol chad v'chada, and every time you move her, then she stands there, le'melei kam mizovach. V'lo, and then that's not done. Lazy smida, flour should be brought. V'liska mipagal l'satoi, and she should rub the bottom half of her body from it. V'loi, if that's not done, leisa b'diyusa dinama, they should bring the egg of the bird, yana, which is sometimes translated as an ostrich, v'likle, and she should burn it. V'lispe b'sachake d'kitana b'kaita, and they should take the dirt and put it into her cotton clothing from the winter, b'shachak damar gufa b'stava, and from her woolen clothing, put it both inside the woolen clothing from the fall. V'lo, if that doesn't work, linkat saros n'mishkachak b'kfusa d'kudana chivara, they should take in her hand hair that's found in the dung of a white donkey. Inakta chad yoma, if she holds it for one day, paska tre yoma, will cause the zav to stop for 2 days. Vinakta tre yoma, paska tlasa, if she holds it for 2 days, it'll stop for 3. Vinakta tlasa yoma, paska la'olam, she holds it for 3 days and it'll stop forever. We learned earlier that Rabbi Yochanan had said, liyarkona, that for the sickness of becoming green, shrein b'shichra umeaker, 2 of the species from the trees of Alexandria, as well as something that's called as tsrif, as well as karkom, 2 out of those 3 should be soaked in beer. The Gemara gives us other solutions to when a person becomes green. V'lo, and if you don't take that solution, leisei reisha d'shibuta d'milcha, you should bring the head of a salty fish whose name was Shibuta, v'lishak b'shichra v'lishtei, and have it soaked in beer and have her drink it. V'lo, and if that doesn't work, leisei monine d'kamtsi, you should bring the gravy of grasshoppers. V'leka, and if you can't find monin d'kamtsi, leisei monin d'nikiri, you should bring the gravy of small birds that are called nikiri. V'liala levei v'ane v'lishbe, and bring it to the sick person and have them anoint and scrub on the body when in a bathhouse. That's Bay Bonnie. V'leka Bay Bonnie, and if there isn't a bathhouse, lukme bein tanura laguda, they should stand between the oven and a wall, which is an area that is warm. In other words, here it's important to use the bathhouse so it should be warm, and that's how, and it should be applied to the chola when they're sweating. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, rotzei sheichan menu. Someone wants to heat up a chola in order to send out that sickness. Yikanchenu b'stino, you should wrap them first in a blanket. To encourage sweat. Rav Acha bar Yosef chash beit. Rav Acha bar Yosef was sick with the green disease of yarkon. Avile Rav Kana v'itse. Rav Kana wrapped him in blankets and it healed him. It seemed like almost to sweat out the fever that comes along with this yarkon. V'lo, and if you don't do leisei tlasik fizi, you should bring these 3 utensils, the whole 3 lugin. Tamri parsiyasa, with fine dates. Utlasik fizi dikira dinishtufe, and these 3 utensils should be filled of wax all through its ends. Uslasik fizi alatulana, and these should be filled with a root whose name is Oel, Lishkinu B'shichar V'lishtein should be taken and put inside beer, and the beer should be drunk by the sick person. V'ilayin, if that's not done, then Lesi Ayla, bring a young donkey, Bar Chamra, the son of larger donkeys, V'ligach Metziyasa D'Reisha, and shave off the middle of its head, V'lishbukle Dama Me'apusa, and take out some blood from its forehead, V'lisvei Reisha, and it should be placed on the hair of the Chole, whose middle of his hair has been shaved. However, he should be careful that the blood that's taken from the young donkey, L'izar Me'enei D'lo L'ismelei, shouldn't go into the eyes of the Chole, but that's the way to heal the Chole of Yarkon. V'ilov, that you don't have, L'esi Reisha D'varcha D'menach B'kivsha, you should bring the head of a ram soaked in vinegar, V'lishlok B'shikra V'lishtei, and then cook it with beer and have him, the sick person, drink. V'ilov, you don't have that, L'esi D'varcha Chutrana, you should bring a pig that has Chutrana, many different colors to it, and you should tear it open and put it on the heart of the sick person. V'lo, if that's not available, lesi karkim mekfusa de mishari, he should bring the beans that grow in the middle of the row that are very sharp. The Gemara gives another example of using these beans. Ahu tayar, in treating Garkon, there was an Arab merchant. Taya is an Arab merchant. The Chashba, that he was sick with Yarkon. Amar le Liginoi, the Arab said to the one who was in charge of a garden, Shkogli mayu, take my garment. Vahavle mishra decharti, and give me a row of karsi. Yavle v'achla, he gave it to me and he ate it. Amar le oshlin glimechi, said, can I have talis that I gave you? Oshlin glimach, va'aygibe kali, and I'll put my head on it. Ikara kinabe, he slept in his talis, kadichimam, when he warmed up, v'kam nafal pursa pursa mine. Then small pieces of heat from his sickness came out in his sweat. In other words, he sweated it out. So first, he had the karsi, and then he sweated it out. Bezer Hashem, we will conclude today's daf over here. This daf is full of remedies, and of course, many of them, we don't understand them, but we nevertheless read and try to understand the special words of Chazal, even if we can't relate to all of its import. We now go on to the halacha section. Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from daf Kuf Yud is the taking of medication on Shabbos, as well as vitamins. When are there, is it permissible? And the basic how, what, and whys of taking medication as emerged from our daf. The Gemara, two lines into Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, said that when the Mishnah tells us on Kuf Tes Amid Beis, Kola Ochlin, all types of food one is allowed to eat on Shabbos, even if it is lirafua, is coming to include even the eating of spleen, which had some features that were helpful for teeth, as well as beans, lebnei me'ayim. This is line in the Gemara, is referred to by the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Lamed Zayin, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Yud Zayin. To understand it, let us review some of the basics that emerge from our Mishnah and from the Halacha, the Mishnah Kuf Tes Amid Beis, and what emerges from our Gemara as well in Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, through the context, the perspective of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, Kol Acholim Umashkim Shehein Maichol Briim, all types of food and drink that are eaten by healthy people, Mutar L'Achol L'Shtosan Afal B'Shem Koshim L'Ktsas Dvarim, even if the eating and drinking of it will have a secondary harmful effect, Umuchecha milsa, and therefore it's obvious to the refuah of it that the reason why you're eating or drinking it is for refuah, afilu achishari, nevertheless it is permissible. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Kuf Yud Zayin that the source is our Gemara. That even though the eating the spleen is not good for the intestines, but nevertheless he does it because he needs the medicinal purposes for his teeth, the halacha is it's permissible, as our Mishnah had told us, as brought it out in other places in Shulchan Aruch, that if he's doing it b'derech achila, and that is a achila and a mashke, that is what's referred to as machol briyim, even though he's clearly doing it for medicinal purposes, if it qualifies as machol briyim, then it will be acceptable. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevinzal in his comments on Shulchan Aruch just fleshes out examples of Machol Briyim, that if a person is drinking tea and the only reason he's drinking is because his throat hurts, or he's drinking coffee because he wants to, in Rav Nevinzal's Hebrew term, the chazeket hadofen, to strengthen his pulse, or he's drinking some type of cognac in order to distill pain from teeth, all of these are examples of Michael Briam, and it would be acceptable. That's what emerges from our Gemara, a few lines into the wide, two lines in, on Kuf Yom Yud Amid Aleph. Continues the Mechaber, V'chol she'eino machol umashke briyim. However, if it is not something that healthy people normally eat, so then you don't have the heter of the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah had told us that it's not an obvious refuah because you're eating it derech achil and shtia. However, if it's not Maichel Briyim, so then in such a case, the heter falls away. So also the achel v'leshtosa refuah. Then in such a case, it would be prohibited to eat or drink. There is a fascinating discussion in the poskim, what the status of vitamins would be. Clearly, taking medication, if an individual is not bedridden, in the end of the Mechaber and the Ramah, it's clear that someone who would be bedridden would be allowed to take medication. Of course, it goes without saying, pikuach nefesh, would be a mitzvah and a chiyuv. But, stam medication for a person who has what's referred to as a mechush ba'alma is prohibited on Shabbos because of the gzera of Shchikas Samimonim, and therefore pills would be prohibited except for someone who is severely sick. However, there's one pill which is not so clear, and that is a vitamin. How do we look at a vitamin? On the one hand, a vitamin is clearly not Michael and Mashke and would not be permissible based on the logic of our Mishnah. On the other hand, Ramesha Feinstein, in Orach Chaim Chelek Gemel, Simin Nun Dalid, argues that taking vitamins would be permissible on Shabbos. If I recall, Ramesh's reasoning runs as follows. The Isser of Refuah is specifically to take something that is there that will improve a person's health. However, if the person is healthy, then that's not included in the Gzeira of Refuah. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa as having a different position. And this is how my great Rebbe, his Talmud, Rav Nevinzal, presents on his own on that Sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Chavches Lamed Zayin. Rav Nevinzal comments that just like the Mishnah Brura says, that one is not allowed to eat something that is not Michael Briim, Kedei Lechazek Mizko, to strengthen his comportment. It's hard to translate the word Mizgo. So too, Rav Nevinzal writes, Lefiza Nira, Devitaminim, Asurim, Bidelekach Shash Machla. That so too, vitamins would be prohibited. And the idea to suggest that it's not considered as if he's taking refuah, Rav Nevinzal is not convinced of Ramesh's argument, because the Mishnah Brura says, L'chazek mizko, to strengthen his comportment, even though if there's no particular sickness, is also problematic. Taking vitamins, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as something that a person who's not sick is taking, or someone who could potentially be sick, lechazik misko, and therefore it's closer to refuah. Hence, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted, that even if you're going to say that he's taking vitamins in the place of food and call it Michael Bereim, nevertheless, practically, a vitamin is not a normal Michael Bereim, and he's taking it lechazik es haguf, and therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman held that the taking of the vitamins would be prohibited. So the bottom line is that Michael Bereim would be acceptable, and there is a big dion in the poskim. It seems that most do not claim that vitamins would qualify as Michael Bereim because it doesn't seem to be ochel, but it could very well be, according to Rav Moshe, it's mutter because it doesn't fall into category of refuah in the first place. However, Nevin Sal from the Mashmos of Mishnah Berurah, Lechazek Misko, seems to go in the direction that even vitamins would qualify as refuah, and therefore Rav Nevin Sal, as well as we saw that his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, held that vitamins are prohibited. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic of medicines and vitamins on Shabbos.